My name is Alexis Jennings, and I completed my honors thesis titled Perceptions of Grief Severity, How Outsiders' Perceptions of Grieving Pets and Humans Differ, under the guidance of Dr. Katie M. Lawson. More and more households are assimilating pets into the family. In total, there are more pets in households than there are children. This potentially exposes more people to the experience of pet death and grief. Death is a hard experience, one of the hardest emotional events to go through. Bereavement can possibly lead to experiences of depression and emotional disturbances, among other things, including self-harm and suicide due to maladaptive rumination. To prevent this, a person needs social support and treatment. Unfortunately, pet-related grief does not receive the same validation as human-related grief in the mainstream culture. Due to this, pet grief falls under disenfranchised grief, despite the experiences of grief being as severe as any other typical death experience. I set up an experimental design to properly assess whether participants' perceptions of grief severity differed between the conditions of mourning a pet versus human. I had five main hypotheses, which can be seen on the slide titled Hypotheses. A total of 220 participants completed the study, but 46 were removed due to not having completed any of the major scales. A majority of white female participants completed the study, and participants read a vignette requesting them to imagine themselves as a manager whose employee is asking time to grieve either for a dog or a human. Then, participants answered how many days off they were approved. Then, perceptions of the employee's stress, psychological distress, and grief, as well as their own standard demographics, were answered. Multiple independent samples t-tests were conducted, revealing multiple significant results. Participants allowed less time off for an employee grieving a dog rather than one grieving a friend. Participants viewed the perceived grief to be equal for both dog and friend conditions. Participants viewed the employee's stress to be worse in response to the death of a friend than for the death of a dog. Psychological distress was perceived to be more severe for grieving a friend than grieving a dog as well. Females perceived the grief of an employee to be significantly worse compared to a male's perceptions, but did not differ on perceptions of perceived stress, psychological stress, nor did they allow more or less time off. The higher the respondent's level of grief over a pet had been in the past, the higher they reported their perception of the employee's grief, regardless of the condition. These results were interesting, that despite having perceived the grief to be equal, the pet death condition warranted less time off due to being over a dog rather than a human. While females perceived grief to be more severe, they were also not more lenient. In addition, having experienced pet death did not appear to influence leniency for time off over a pet death either. This data further implies that mainstream culture does not consider pet death a legitimate reason for support.